Matt, when you've come off a game like last week, it draws even more attention,
as if the record didn't draw enough. Is it different for you to handle it? I mean, network broadcast and all that stuff? Or?
Not really. You know, I think we've got guys in this locker room that, you know, have played for a long time and played Sunday night games, have played Monday night games, have played Thursday night games. We've done about, you know, everything you can do. So, you know, the biggest thing is just to get into your routine. Smitty preaches that all the time and prepare as best we can.
What's the worst part about waiting until Sunday night to play?
I guess waiting around the hotel, that's it kind of makes for a long day. But night games are always – they're fun. You know, they really are, especially in the Dome. Our fans are crazy when we have night games, so it's a great environment to play in.
There's still some of the same personnel there that you guys had a really rough go against down in Dallas a couple of years ago. And preparing for these for this unit, what do you see?
Still, you know, really, really good defense. I think they have, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the game in DeMarcus Ware and, you know, talent across the board in the front seven. I think they've got two really good corners and very good safeties, too. So when you turn on the tape, it's definitely one of the best defenses you see.
What do you see from Ratliff, who, you know, had the high ankle sprain, but is, appears to be back in the form?
Yeah, you know, injured early in the year. I think, you know, last week against the Giants, he played extremely well and looked healthy and was flying around. And, you know, when he plays like that, he's, you know, he's one of the best defensive tackle nose guards, you know, in the league. He really is extremely talented. So, he's back playing well. That the defense as a whole is playing very good.
And Morris Claiborne, how is he playing for a rookie out over there at corner for them?
He's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, when you turn on the tape, he's one of those guys who's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they put their guys in position to play a lot of man coverage, and he's done a great job. He's extremely talented, very quick, very good cover, very good ball skills, and has another really good corner on the other side too, which I think always helps. And both those guys are playing at a high level.
You know, for years, people kind of looked at the Patriots and said, wait a minute, who's this guy catching the touchdown pass or whatever? They seem to plug people in. Last week, Drew catches a touchdown pass, and I'm sure a lot of people went, "What? You know, where'd he come from?" What's that say about the system that you guys are running?
Well, I think it's important to be deep in this league. You know, to have depth on your roster is imperative because – you know, 16 games, it's a grind. It's a long season. And there's going to be some guys who get nicked up, and you're going to have guys come off the bench and make some plays. And Drew did a great job for us last week. A guy who, you know, has been here for a couple of years, was on practice squad and worked really, really hard. And then, you know, this year has had his opportunity to play special teams. And then last week, you know, to play a bunch of receiver. And I was very impressed. Two catches in the first drive that were huge for us, one on a third down conversion and the touchdown on a third down conversion. That kind of jump-started us. He was the guy who gave us a spark.
Matt, was he excited? Was anything said after? Can you tell he was excited?
Yeah, he was definitely excited. You know, he kind of tossed the ball all over the place, and we were all yelling at him to go get the ball because it was his first touchdown. But I think one of our equipment guys ended up finding it for him, which is huge. But yeah, that's what makes this league fun. You know, it's whether it's your first touchdown or, you know, or Tony coming up on his 100th, everyone's a lot of fun.
Matt, is there more confidence in the run game given what you guys did last week?
You know, I think we've been confident in it the entire year. You know, we felt like when we needed to run the football, we've done that. Some games have been better than others, but, you know, that's always the case. But, you know, I think our offensive line and our running backs have been doing a great job all year.
7-0, you just talked about being an MVP. I know you don't think that far ahead, but surely that means you've gotten a crazy media request already. What is it?
Wednesday open locker room, right? No, I mean, you know, yeah, NFL AM, I guess, this morning. You know, there is – no, not the View. Not the View. Save that for the presidents and the nominees. But, you know what, nothing too crazy. Our PR staff does a great job of keeping the routine, and you know, I'm going to try and stick with that.
Matt, at the end of the game, when you look at his stat sheet, what's the first thing that you look at? Are there things that maybe even surprise you at the end of the day?
You know, I think from a quarterback, it's all about how we score touchdowns and turnovers. And those kind of things are ultimately the most important. And, you know, so far we've done a pretty good job of that this year.
Was that the best you've seen from your offensive line this past week? It looked like mobility on the play ball,
Yeah, they've played well. I mean, we've gone against some pretty good defensive fronts this year, and I think our guys have been up to the task. I think last week, the Eagles, you know, front four, really, it goes about six or seven deep. They keep rotating guys in that are talented. You know, I thought our guys did an unbelievable job of stepping up to the challenge, and you know, they played hard.
Not a lot said about the coaches, but can you speak to how they prepared you guys?
Yeah, I think Smitty, you know, did a great job coming off the bye week, giving us some rest, but then getting us back into it. You know, I thought Dirk did a great job with the game plan and had us, you know, prepared to go out there and play against some different looks that we were going to get from Philadelphia with the new coordinator. And you know, then we executed well. So the coaches put us in a great position.